present a balanced message. Let my brethren be very careful how they present the subject of faith and works before the people, lest minds become confused. Let no man present the idea that man has little or nothing to do in the great work of overcoming, for God does nothing for man without his cooperation. Neither say that after you have done all you can on your part, Jesus will help you. Christ has said, "Without me ye can do nothing." From first to last, man is to be a laborer together with God. Unless the Holy Spirit works upon the human heart, at every step we shall stumble and fall. Man's efforts alone are nothing but worthlessness, but cooperation with Christ means a victory. Never leave the impression on the mind that there is little or nothing to do on the part of man, but rather teach man to cooperate with God, that he may be successful in overcoming. Let no one say that your works have nothing to do with your rank and position before God. In the judgment, the sentence pronounced is according to what has been done or to what has been left undone. Effort and labor are required on the part of the receiver of God's grace, for it is the fruit that makes manifest what is the character of the tree. Although the good works of man are of no more value without faith in Jesus than was the offering of Cain, yet covered with the merit of Christ, they testify, too, the worthiness of the doer to inherit eternal life. That which is considered morality in the world does not reach the divine standard and has no more merit before heaven than had the offering of Cain. For a letter to a preacher warning against a one-sided presentation, see pages